leather bound. Either way, let's take our Bibles, let's hold them up, and let's say the words that are up on the screen together. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have. It is the indestructible, incorruptible, everlasting, living Word of God. I receive it now by faith, and I believe that my life will forever be changed. Woo! Really, I'm thinking by the end of that, we ought to just start a new tradition and go whoop whoop or something after that, right? Anyway, let's pray and let's get into this message that we're in today. Father, we just thank you. Lord, we are so grateful that we have this opportunity to gather together and to hear your word. And Jesus, I thank you today that your presence is with me and that you will speak through me to your people. Lord, I thank you that the Holy Spirit will take this message and help each one of us grow by what we hear today. And Lord, that we will begin to set boundaries in our life so that we can have healthier relationships. And we thank you for that in Jesus' name. Amen. You know, one of the reasons that we always pray before we deliver the word is because while the word is powerful and it holds truths, we always need the Spirit of God to help us understand and apply the word. And so when we're in this series right now, Boundaries Anyone, it has a lot to do with relationships and building healthy relationships. And so you're going to see in this series that, maybe I haven't had the kind of boundaries that I need, or maybe because I didn't have the boundaries I need, some things were broken in certain relationships. Listen, don't try to go out and repair things yourself. Don't try to build boundaries in your life by yourself. You need the help of the Spirit of God, the Word of God, and the Spirit of God. We are not in this alone. The Spirit of God will help us. So even today, as I continue with this series, and I want to continue with the message today, building boundaries, I want you to allow the Holy Spirit to take this message and help you see what you need to do based on what you hear today. And listen, there'll be some things that you hear today that you may just need to put on the back burner. You know what I mean by the back burner? And then the Holy Spirit later on will pull it out. You can't try to cure everything at once, just a step at a time. And that's why I called this message today, Building Boundaries, because they're going to have to be built. But let's start today by going back and answering two questions that we started with last week, and that is, what's a boundary? And why boundaries? So go with me, if you will, to Job chapter 38 and verse 11. Job 38:11 says this, and this is God speaking. I said, this far and no farther will you come. Here your proud waves must stop. And God was talking to Job. And in this speech to Job, we see boundaries and what they are. Because God was telling Job, as I created the oceans, then I said to the oceans, to the waves, you can come this far, but you can't come any farther. And we learn that a boundary is a limit set. That's what a boundary is. When we say boundaries, anyone, we're saying, do you have any limits? Are you going to stop? Are you going to quit? Are you going to acknowledge you can't do that? Are you going to protect what you have? Are you going to stop people from coming in, saying that, doing that? A boundary is a limit set. We talked about last week, there are speed limits. And you go outside the limit, you could get yourself in trouble. I have a friend that she has a nice vehicle. And she was traveling up to Virginia. And anyway, we were talking about she's doing some traveling right now. And I said, yeah, I says, poor you got to drive that car again. And it's so nice. And she goes, yeah, the bad thing about my car is it's so nice that I go so fast that I got a $200 ticket last time. Whew, that hurt. And I thought, well, they probably thought you could afford it in that car. I mean, no, speed limits are there for a reason. But they also tell you this is how fast you can go. But then we also saw that nations have borders. America has borders, and they put guards at those borders. I've been into other nations, and they have guards at their borders. And I said this last week, but as a citizen of the United States, as long as I'm in the boundaries of America, then America says to me, these are the privileges you have, and we'll protect you. This is what we'll do for you. But if you go outside our borders, you're still an American citizen, but there's only so much we can do if you're outside our limits. Now, how about property lines? If you live in a home, if you own some property, you have a property line. And really what boundaries also do is they define what I'm responsible for. But you know what? They also define what I'm not responsible for. Some of you need to quit mowing your neighbor's yard. Now, I'm not saying that you can't do that now and then as a nice gesture. In fact, we have a wonderful neighbor, some neighbors right across from us. And many times, they'll know that Jeff and I are gone. So he'll come over and mow our lawn. And then the next time he's gone, Jeff will go over there and mow. So, you know, there's things where you can do that. But come on, some of you are so busy mowing everybody else's lawn and yours is all grown up. So property lines, boundaries, anyone? Now, why have boundaries? Proverbs 4:23 says, guard your heart above all else, for it determines the course of your life. Do you see the impact of that truth? You see what's happening in here. It's not what's happening out there. It's not who's president or who isn't president, who's governor. Now, certainly we have a responsibility to pray, to vote, to do those things. But listen, what the quality of my life comes from the inside out. It's about what God is doing in me. And I've got to protect my heart. And so here's what we learn about boundaries. Boundaries protect us from harm. In fact, we said that boundaries serve like guardrails, and that as we journey through life, they keep us from going off the edge and getting hurt, having a wreck, getting in the ditches of life. We say this, they safeguard our heart from damage. Here's what we know. Healthy relationships don't just happen. They happen when we build boundaries. Boundaries permit relationships to flourish. Now, build your boundaries. How are we going to build our boundaries? And where do we begin? Well, I want to begin today to talk about building your boundaries by going to a parable in Luke chapter 6. Start reading with verse 47. And this is a parable that Jesus gave. Many of you are familiar with this one, the wise and the foolish builder. But Luke 6:47, Jesus says this, I will show you what it's like when someone comes to me, listens to my teaching, and then follows it. It's like a person building a house who digs deep and lays the foundation on solid rock. When the floodwaters rise and break against the house, it stands firm because it is well built. But anyone who hears and doesn't obey is like a person who builds a house without a foundation. When the floods sweep down against the house, it will collapse into a heap of ruins. Really, when we talk about building boundaries, where do we begin? We begin with a solid foundation. Jesus here was really speaking to the truth that if we want to withstand the storms of life, then you and I have to build our life on His Word. We have to take the truths that are in the Bible and we have to apply them to us. How many of you know it is so much more fun to apply them to somebody else? And sometimes the church has been pretty good at judging the world. Well, you shouldn't be doing that, and you shouldn't be doing that, or this. But really, what Jesus teaches us to do is Jesus says, you be a wise builder, and you build your life on the truths that you find in the Word of God. And to build your life on the truth, that means you obey them, you live by them, you measure your life in accordance with them. That's a strong foundation. Well, you need a strong foundation to build boundaries upon. In fact, Jesus tells the story here that the wise builder dug deep. Ooh. Intentional. effort, time, energy. The foolish guy didn't care about the boundary, didn't make sure that what he was building on was sturdy. He just, I need to make this, I want to get married, I want to be in a relationship with you, I need a friend. No foundation. I'm going to set this boundary, I don't care what you think. Be intentional. Because it says when we're intentional and we build a solid foundation upon which we can build boundaries on, then those relationships that have a solid foundation can withstand the storms of life. Listen, we want our marriages to withstand the storms of life. Do you?
Yeah.
Just checking. We want our friendships. Listen, I want my faith, my relationship with God, to withstand the storms of life. Well, Jesus teaches us here that if we want relationships to last, if we want to have solid boundaries, then the foundation comes first. You know, I like to think when you think about boundaries, I'm going to talk about building on the right foundation. And I believe that the boundaries are similar to the walls, the different rooms. They're the limits. They kind of define. But you got to have a solid foundation upon which to build boundaries. Now, we know this, that the foundation has to line up with the Word of God. But when it comes to boundaries, what really is the solid foundation for relationships that we should then build this first before you build your boundaries? Before you start spouting off limits to people and saying, well, I will put up with this and I won't put up with that, and you can do this and you can't do that, or I won't. And really, it's not about telling other people, it's about defining us. But what's that foundation? Well, let's go to the Word of God. Jesus said, stick with the Word if you want a solid foundation. So I want to take you to 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 31. And Paul here was writing to the church at Corinth, and he ends this chapter. And of course, he didn't write it in chapters. It was a letter, but we've divided it in chapters. But here, 1 Corinthians 12, 31 says this. So you should earnestly desire the most helpful gifts. And he's talking about the gifts of the Spirit. But now let me show you a way of life that is best of all. Everybody say best.
Yes.
Do you want the best?
Yes.
Now listen, if you went to a car lot and you were buying a car and they said, now listen, here's three cars and they're all in your price range. And this one's, it'll get you around, and this one's okay, but this one, it's the best. No, I'll take that one. The best. Do you want the best life? Paul here is saying, listen, I want to show you the best way to live. Listen, so much of our life is about relationships. Come on. If things aren't going well between one another, husband and wife, parent and children, co-workers, friends. Now, he said, I want to show you the best life. Well, as I said, this wasn't written. Paul didn't write in verse and chapters. And so he's writing a letter. So we can go right on to 1 Corinthians 13, and we'll see. And many of you know, recognize 1 Corinthians 13 as the love chapter. Well, I want to read 1 Corinthians 13, 13, and he tells us what the best life is. Paul goes on to, he explains love, and then he says this, three things will last forever, faith, hope, and love, and the greatest of these is love. Well, and Paul said, you want to know the best way to live? The best way to live is to live by love. The best foundation that you could have is a foundation of love. We could say this, love is the foundation for life. You want to have a sturdy foundation? Then everything you do, measure it out by love. Now, let me just define for you too. Well, before I define it, let me just tell you why love makes such a good foundation, too. Love is a good foundation for building healthy boundaries on, is because love speaks to our motives. You see, it's so important when we're building boundaries and setting limits in our life that we're doing them for the right reason, that our heart is right. Remember, it says, guard your heart with all diligence, for out of it flow the issues of life. Love speaks to the motives. Listen to 1 Corinthians 13:2. It said, if I had the gift of prophecy, and if I understood all of God's secret plans and possessed all knowledge, and even if I had such faith that I could move mountains but didn't love others, I would be nothing. I think that would be similar to the collapsed house that Jesus spoke about. I'd be nothing. In other words, he said, you can do the right thing for the wrong reason and it amount to nothing. You could set what might look like a healthy boundary, but if you're doing it for the wrong reason, if your motive is wrong, if you're doing it to control or manipulate, not any of you, but see other people go and hear this. And not you watching online either, but you know the other people that'll come back. Come on. Really, let's get it right. Let's live our best life. Love helps us set boundaries for all the right reasons. In fact, I want to say this. Love is the right reason for setting boundaries. That's the foundation. See, before you can jump in and start setting all these boundaries on relationships, you got to make sure that you've got the right foundation upon which to build healthy boundaries, because these relationships are valuable and you want them to stand the storms or withstand the storms. Let me define this love for you. Many of you are familiar with this Greek word. It's the Greek word agape. And I love the way Spyros Zodiotis, he's a Greek scholar, defines this word. And he says it's benevolent love. And listen to this, though. Its benevolence is not shown by doing what the person loved desires, but what the one who loves deems as needed by the one loved. That's important why you live by the word of God. Let's take the parenting relationship. This is so easy to see in the parenting relationship. How many of you know your two-year-old thinks the best thing you could do for them is let them have three suckers and not just one? Or to go without a nap. But you know what? As a parent, you do the thing. Come on, your teenager think it would be great for you to let them go out with those friends, but you know those friends are not a godly influence. Come on, you do what's best. You set boundaries. And love does what's best, not only for me, but what's best for the one that I'm loving. Agape is also defined, excuse me, could you give me some water, as unselfish and unconditional love. Now, this part is important also. Because if I base the relationships I have with people on love, then love says, I accept you just like you are. Unconditionally. Now, I have boundaries, so if you're still growing, that's going to help me while you grow. So that you don't come crashing into my yard and ruin mine. Because in certain areas, I have the gate locked on you. Until you grow. But see, I'm doing that so that you can feel that gate. Because when you press up against that boundary, you learn, I can't go there. I can't do that. Yeah. It says something to the person. It's not just about you. It's about caring for the relationships in your life that you want them to be healthy and flourishing. Yes, you protect yourself, but you're also doing it in love. We could say this, love is the foundation upon which boundaries flourish. Bonding and boundaries go hand in hand. We talked about this last week. We talked about the marriage relationship. Also, boundaries help. Now listen, let me put the emphasis on us. Boundaries help us live our best life. But here's the thing, why you need boundaries. Because even if I choose not to live my best life, you can still live yours. Now, you having boundaries will help me live mine if I want the help. How many of you know we can only help people who want to be helped? And by the way, just so you know this, that scripture, it is not a scripture, God helps those who help themselves. But there is a truth to that, that God won't do for you what you can do for yourself, that God has boundaries. And we're going to see that God himself has some boundaries. Love permits a stable and strong foundation to build relationships. Listen, you can't build solid relationships on a cracked foundation. You certainly can't build solid walls out beyond the foundation. Healthy relationships are founded in love. And here's a question we all need to ask ourselves. Do you love yourself and the people in your life enough to set boundaries? Do you love yourself and the people in your life, your spouse if that's applicable, your children, even grown children, grandchildren? Do you love coworkers, boss? Do you love yourself and the people in your life enough to set boundaries? Love yourself, you guard your heart. Love others, define your limits and boundaries. Now, let's deal with this. Life is lived on two levels, and you need to know that. I want to read 1 John 4:16 and 17. It says, "We know how much God loves us, and we have put our trust in his love. God is love, and all who live in love live in God, and God lives in them. And as we live in God, our love grows more perfect. So we will not be afraid on the day of judgment, but we can face him with confidence because we live like Jesus here in this world." Did he just say that people are actually living like Jesus here in this world? You say, where are those people? Listen, we're supposed to be some of those people. Now, we're not supposed to be perfect, but there should be something about us, come on, that's like Jesus. And he talks here in this passage, and he teaches us that life is lived on two levels. And you got to get these levels right, or we could say planes. The first plane is the vertical plane. And he speaks about God is love and God loves you. That's that vertical relationship between you and God. And the only way to have that relationship is through the person of Jesus Christ. But listen, you better keep that vertical relationship strong. But the Bible teaches us, now hear me on this. The Bible teaches us that if you're going to live the life that God intended you to live, you cannot have just a vertical relationship. We also live life horizontally. Come on, I don't know about you, but I meet other people on the road, not God in Jesus, when I go out of the house. I meet other people at the store. It'd be wonderful if it was, you know, some people say this, well, I don't need church, I don't need you, it's just me and Jesus. That is diametrically opposed to what the Bible teaches. The Bible says we need one another. When Jesus was here, hey, if anybody could have said, me and Jesus, just joking, but me and God got our own thing going, it was Jesus. But where was Jesus? He was always out with the people. He lived life on this plane, on this horizontal plane, but he never forgot his vertical relationship. He went aside to pray. But listen, we better have a strong vertical relationship, because whether you want to or not, you are living life on a horizontal plane with other people. And the Bible says God loves us. So then, because he loves us, then we're to love other people. Our most important relationship is the one that we have with God through Christ. For God so loved the world that he gave his only son. That foundation or that relationship with God is founded in love, in God's love for us. Really, we need to shore up the foundation in our life by building our trust in God's love. In fact, John said, we know how much God loves us and we have put our trust in that love. Listen, you're going to have a hard time living on a horizontal plane if you don't trust in God's love. Shore up that foundation. We should be saying every day, God loves me. Jesus loves me. This I know, for the Bible tells me so. Come on. Love is the best way to live our life. It's our best relationships are about love. Our best relationship with others stems from a healthy relationship with God. Listen, you're not going to have the best relationship you can with others if you do not have the best relationship you can have with God. I'm not talking about perfect. Listen, I can't tell you. You don't have time, because I don't want to run into your lunch today, for you to tell me about all the imperfections I could name about myself right now when it comes to my relationship with God and things that I still need to grow on. We all have them, but I can also tell you the list isn't long as it was. Woohoo! I've made some progress. I've grown in the knowledge of God's love for me, and I let Him now help me grow, because I know when He points something out, it's because He loves me. Listen, I love what this passage in John really says. He says we have confidence toward God and that we love Him. And then when we have confidence toward God, then we can live like Jesus with the people around us. Mm-hmm. Now, let's just establish this. God has boundaries. God's love, He has boundaries. 1 John 5:3 says this, true love for God means obeying His commands, and His commands don't weigh us down as heavy burdens. That's the Passage Translation. New Century says, 1 John 5:3, loving God means obeying His commands, and God's commands are not too hard for us. Those commands are God's boundaries. God is love. Love sets limits. We express our love to God by honoring His boundaries. You express your love to others by honoring the boundaries that they've set up. But His limits aren't burdensome. Listen, you need to learn that about God's commands, about His boundaries. They're not heavy. You can do them. You can obey them. Why? Because He loves you. But love does have limits, and love sets limits. Listen to this relational boundary that God sets up. He has a big, God has a big, big relational boundary. And here it is, 1 John 5:1 and 2. This is a Passage Translation. Everyone who believes that Jesus is the Messiah is God's spiritual child and has been fathered by God Himself. And everyone who loves Father God loves His children as well. This is how we can be sure that we love the children of God, by having a passionate love for God and by obedience to His commands. Well, there's a lot of truth in that passage, but here's a couple of the truths that I want to get you. First of all, he reiterates here God's relational boundaries. God says you cannot come into relationship with me except through the person of Jesus. Some people don't like God's boundary. Some people go, well, you know, I believe that there's many ways to God, and that Jesus is not the only way. You know, there is some truth to that statement, because eventually everyone is going to stand before God. But the way you get there matters. Whether or not you're in relationship when you get there matters. Now, but listen, God is love. So why would He put that relational boundary? That the only way that you can have a relationship with me is you got to believe in Jesus. Otherwise, you can't have a relationship with me. That's the way some people feel like God is saying that. But you see, we know Him as love. And we understand this, that the reason God said that Jesus is the only way into relationship with me is because He knew that the only way a holy God could have a relationship with us is if He provided a Savior. And He did not want us to ever feel condemned. He didn't want us to be killed in his presence. In fact, he wanted our relationship with him to be at its best. So what he did so that he could have a relationship with you, he sent a savior so then you could be forgiven of your sins. You could be washed clean. You could be made new. And he literally fathered you and brought you into his family. But here's what he knows. Relationships, healthy relationships, are only built when there is freedom to choose. So he said, I'm going to provide this, but you got to choose. But still a boundary. But he also set this boundary too. He said, if you're going to love me, you got to love those I love. I know about you. Well, I probably do know about you if you're a parent. And that is, if you don't like my kids, you and I are going to have a hard time getting along. I don't even care if they've been bad, whatever. You know, we can settle that. I can get them to say they're sorry, or, you know, we can deal with the wrong they did. But come on. I remember one time I felt like in junior high school that a teacher kind of had a bad attitude toward one of my sons. I'm telling you, real quick, I got an attitude about that lady. Because I went to a meeting and I just felt, and I told Jeff afterwards, I don't like that lady. And I had to go pray about it. Well, how do you think God feels when you treat some of his? Come on. Now, also, you're one of those kids. He loves you. But out of love, God set the boundary so he could have a healthy relationship with us. Now, what do you got to do? You got to live loved. If you want to build healthy boundaries, the first thing you've got to do is you've got to live loved. You've got to let God love you, and you've got to acknowledge that until you've experienced the love of God, you can't love other people in your life like you need to love them. You can't set healthy boundaries, because boundaries can be difficult. I mean, parent and child, you know, sometimes, oh, you know it's going to hurt them when you require that of them. You know they're not going to be happy, and you know they're going to experience a little bit of pain because you're going to make them do that homework. You're not going to go get the poster board for them because it's 9 o'clock at night and they should have told you 2 weeks ago. Mom, I got to fail. You're strong in front of them, but then you go in your room and you go, oh, Jesus, help me. No. Oh, Jesus. Come on. Listen, you got to live loved. 1 John 4:19. We love each other because he first loved us. Acknowledge your limits. You can't love like you need to love until you know that you're loved. We can't say no to others. And I'm going to close with this passage. We can't say no to others until we know that God has said yes to us. Can I just close with this passage here? Listen to this about the promises of God. 1 Corinthians 1:20. For all of God's promises have been fulfilled in Christ with a resounding yes. And through Christ, our amen, which means yes, ascends to God for his glory. You see, knowing that God has said yes to me, yes, I love you, yes, I'll provide for you, yes, I'll protect you, yes, my promises can come to pass in your life, because God has said yes to me, then I can set boundaries sometimes that say no to others. But I gotta live loved. Listen, healthy boundaries are built on the foundation of love. Did you get something out of that today? Yeah. I pray that you did. Let's bow our heads and close our eyes as we finish.